welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, this is Dave Hodges, host of The Common Sense Show, and we're so glad you stayed with us. Remember, we are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, and we have some terrific people who make this show possible. And before we go to our guest, Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources, I wanted to tell you who makes this show possible. First is our storable food company. And I have to tell you, the sales are through the roof. Why? Because we're offering 40% off. We help you accumulate the amount that you need, which is 6 months to 2 years, and I prefer 2 years. And we're helping you get there with 40% off, 2 and 4 week packages, restaurant quality. No one else is doing this. And this is why I think our sales are just taking off astronomically. Go to preparewithdave.com to take advantage of this tremendous opportunity. And speaking of ready-made resources, that's who is also sponsoring this hour, Bob Griswold's company. I call him King Prepper, and we're going to talk a little bit about what he does at the end, as we always do with our guests. But I just want to say this off the top, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of preppers, and there are a lot of honorable men and women that do this work. Bob's the only one I know that actually will talk to you for free, assess where you're at, tell you what you need to do next. He'll finance the high-end items, like if it's night vision, and he's got everything you'd ever want, like water filtration. I have to tell you, this is like one-stop shopping. And readymaderesources.com gets our highest recommendation, and we'll be talking more about that. And speaking of readymaderesources.com and Robert Griswold, here he is. Bob, thanks for joining us. Glad you could be with us.
You know, Dave, I do podcasting, but I always enjoy coming on this program. I think we have a good dynamic together. I think we have a common vision. And, you know, that is so important in today in which we live, that we have people that we've surrounded ourselves and we have a common vision, a vision of not what the news media says. If you remember, in the former Soviet Union, it used to be in TASS, there's no Pravda, and in Pravda, there is no TASS. And it meant those were translated news and truth. And today it is so true that in the news, there's no truth, and in the truth, there's no news. And so we really need to surround ourselves with people who encourage us, because the deception we see around us is absolutely ubiquitous. It's everywhere we look. We see some form of deception. You know, we are an empire built on deception. Everything we're told is deceived. We're being told our economy is in great shape, but we are so far in debt, we don't even know how far in debt we are. And we just keep printing money. And even under Trump right now, the debt is just soaring. And so we think this can continue forever, but we have so many historical examples of nations that do just what we're doing, and the outcome is always the same. And so, you know, I'm drawn back to that scripture in Ezekiel, where God told Ezekiel that he made him a watchman over the wall. Now, you have to think of what a watchman does. There's people that inside the city that are awake and asleep when the watchman's standing on the wall. He's there, and his job is to blow the horn, the trumpet, if he sees something going on. You know, we're a nation that slumbers, and we, you know, just like the alarm clock, when the watchman today, and I'm not saying I'm a watchman, I'm just saying people like Steve Quayle, you, the Hagmans, I mean, those watchmen, when they're blowing this horn, this trumpet, to awaken people, we're hitting the snooze button. And we just keep hitting the snooze button. And keep hitting the snooze button. And then, you know, just like in the real world, when you keep hitting the snooze button, you end up losing your job, or, you know, you don't get to work on time or whatever. You know, our nation just keeps hitting the snooze button. We keep being warned of God of things to come. We keep having more and more revelation of the wickedness that is our nation has become, and the judgment that God promises on a nation that does those things. And yet, what do? We hit the snooze button again. Now, that's not everyone. The people obviously listening to this program are the ones not hitting the snooze button. They're paying attention. They're listening to you, Dave, when you talk about the food. And I cannot recommend strongly enough for people to have that food. I've seen deprivation. I've seen it over the world. I've been all around the world, North Africa, Asia, Middle East, Europe. I've been there, and I've seen people who don't have, or meager existence. And it is the consuming thing in their mind is, how am I going to feed myself the next meal, or my family the next meal? They don't have the luxury of what we think we have, and I'm saying that I think we have because we just have that just-in-time delivery system that's really becoming less on time and less on time. I just saw some signs the other day, somebody emailed me, Dave, of Walmart, where they had a please excuse our vacancy, and there's big spaces in the shelves, and they said we're temporarily out of stock of this and this and this, and they showed all going down the row, and there was those signs that posted, you know, numerous places where they were out of something. And I think with the way we look at the problems we've had, the rain, the hail that has destroyed crops, all this thing, we're going to start seeing more and more of that because, again, you know, there's a scripture, and I think it's Psalms 103, it says, the children of Israel saw the acts of God, Moses knew his ways. There's a gigantic difference between the two. I would liken it to a guy who you go to the 4th of July and you watch the pyrotechnic show. You see the fireworks go on off and you're going, ooh, ah, you know, you're watching that great display, but there's a guy behind the scenes that knows how to make it happen, why it's happening, what's the technical aspects of why it happens. And there are those people today that just sit there and might see things going on and not understand it, but there's those people who understand what God is doing, and they understand, they know his ways. You know, the children of Israel saw all the great demonstration that God did, but they pretty much ignored it. They kept hitting the snooze button, and they just fell asleep. And you know what happened to them? They died in the wilderness. It cost them the life. It cost them the promise that God had for them. You know, today, again, we have this euphoria in the United States that all of a sudden the stock market's breaking records. You know, I cannot find one place in the Holy Writ where God says that wealth is some kind of wealth aside from other aspects is a blessing that God gives. In fact, a lot of times it's a curse. Because we can deceive ourselves if we have wealth. If we have wealth, we think we can do anything. And yet our wealth that we have in this nation today is built on debt. There's really no wealth. Our gold is gone. Our silver is gone. We print money that has no value whatsoever. In fact, it actually says Federal Reserve note on it, and we all know that note is a debt. So, you know, we have this deception going on in this nation. And the watchman is there, trying to warn, trying to wake. And there are those that are just busy about the day's activities. You know, I don't have time to listen to the watchman. I've got to do this, that, and the other thing. I've got all these other things to take care of. My, you know, the soccer game, whatever it is. I've got to get this done. I got my favorite programs on TV. I don't have time to listen to the watchman. I don't know where my AR-15's at anyhow. I tucked it away in some closet somewhere. It's in the safe. I've not shot it. I don't know how to, you know, all those things. And there are those that are asleep, that just like being asleep. And they sleep's comfortable. And yet God gives the watchman, Dave, for a very specific purpose. Because in Ezekiel it says, I have no joy in the death of the wicked. He doesn't take any joy in it. He wants the wicked to turn around. That's why he sends the watchman to people. That's why he gives the clarion call. You hear the trumpet. If you ever heard the shofar blast, it is a very distinct sound that says, put your spear in your hand, get your sword in your hand, or your shield in your hand, and be prepared for what's coming, because there's something outside that wall that's coming towards us, and it does not mean us good. It means malfeasance towards us. It means harm towards us. Well, we just have to look today and just see that as a nation, I would have to say this, Dave, and I say it with sadness in my heart. Half the people who occupy the United States of America are my enemies. We're not kinsmen anymore. We've been fractured as a nation to where people want communism. They want socialism. They believe that they are entitled to the fruit of my labor. They want to open borders, and they want to destroy our Christian heritage. I mean, all these things we see, so we have this nation that's divided. And so as we look at things, be not to be deceived by what the appearance is. And the appearance is happy times are here. Stock market's doing good. But how many people do you really know that are making tons of money? Or how many people do you know that, Dave, they're really struggling?
Well, because maybe most of them are struggling. When you look at the data, the economic data, Bob, it speaks very clearly about how bad things are. What is it? Half of Americans can't afford a $400 car repair bill. I mean, that speaks to it right there. 25% of us don't have bank accounts.
So, you know, Dave, with all the deception going on, with all the bluster, how great it is, I would tell people, be not deceived. Listen to the voice of the watchman. Don't hit the snooze button. You know, when I look at poverty, I think of poverty in a spiritual dimension. And so I'd ask the question, are our families in poverty? Do we see an epidemic of breakdown of the family in the United States? Do we see a poverty of knowledge to where what we learn is really not even knowledge? I mean, so much of it's just fake. I mean, just think of the climate thing. I mean, how much of that knowledge is just absolutely done to coerce and to influence public opinion to extract money out of the government? We definitely have a poverty of morality. I mean, just every sign. I mean, 70 million dead children murdered through abortion. We have children now that are just throwaway children. I was listening to a former FBI guy, and he was just saying how the evidence and that of women just breeding children to sell them into Luciferian circles. We have a poverty of decency. We don't even blush anymore, Dave. Nobody blushes. You can see the most vilest thing, hear the most vilest things people could do that even, you know, the inhabitants of Sodom probably didn't conceive of. And we don't blush. We don't think about it. We have a poverty of this decency. We definitely have a poverty of courage. I mean, how many Christians, people who claim to be Christian in this nation, and yet what do they do on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram? There's selfie pictures. They're afraid to stand up and say, this is wrong. This is not right. This will bring the judgment of God because we're fearful. You know, Dave, I pray to God that, as it says in Psalms 23, I will fear no evil. I love those words. I will fear no evil. And if the day comes that someone puts a gun to my head, Dave, I pray God will give me the strength to look at him and say, you're about to take my life and transition me into his kingdom, but I do not fear you. I mean, we have a poverty of courage, poverty of integrity. We have a poverty of God's word. And so when you look at those things and you start talking about, you know, that there's the two aspects of preparation, the spiritual aspect of preparation. I mean, we can live our whole lives and have all the stuff we need and die and be poverty stricken in our spirit and hear those words, depart from me, you wicked, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's something I don't even wish on my worst enemy, Dave. I mean, we need to make sure that aspect of our life is taken care of. Jesus Christ has provided a way for us through his atonement that we can have our fellowship restored to God by repentance and forgiveness of our sins. And then the other thing, Dave, is obviously the physical preparation. And I've had people recently tell me, you know, I was actually listening to a pretty well-known minister saying, it's all poppycock. You don't need to prepare. You don't need to do this. We're going to get raptured out of here. You know, and I'm just thinking, historically, that is so naive to say that, because even if he is right and the rapture happens ahead of the tribulation, which I don't think it does, but even if it does, look at all the suffering people are going through today because of famine, disease, pestilence, all the things that mankind does to one another. It's just common sense to have stores in your house and they make those preparations so that you do not have to go to the government gruel line when they tell you to, and they'll tell you how to march, what to do, everything in order to get their supplies. And you don't want to be there. So as a nation today, I would say that we are, Dave, horribly impoverished in every way that God counts wealth. We lack. And every way that God counts sin, we have abundance of. You know, one of the things, in fact, the very specific reason that God destroyed the ancient world in Noah's day is that there was violence. That's the one word it uses, violence. And we think of violence, Dave, as something where people go out and beat each other up. But it is more than that. You know, we have violence against the laws of God. The natural law of God, we are committing extreme violence against. Man-woman relationships, violence against it. I mean, just not saying, well, it's an alternate lifestyle anymore. This is violence against it, hatred for it. We see violence in the family. Families fight with one another, divorce, murder. I mean, we see violence against children, and this one really grieves my heart to see these revelations coming out about what's being done and listening to some of the stuff that these people in the know. I have friends in law enforcement, Dave, that know what's going on, and they've talked to me. And I mean, people, women breeding children for sexual or Luciferian purposes, their lifespan when they get into there is about 2 years, and then they're used up and they're discarded. That violence, we see racial violence. I mean, just our nation is pitted once and against one another. Now, this is the beauty of the Christian church, because Jesus tells me that there's neither Greek nor Jew, black nor white, bond nor free, and yet everything is being done to make sure that those words aren't implemented, that the black man hates the white man hates the yellow man hates the red man. All those things are done to create hate, and we see that the United States today, we are swimming in this hatred for one for another. Our movies. I mean, again, this is what another high-up law enforcement guy told me one time. He goes, you know, we're a nation filled with pornography and violence. What do you think people are going to do when the grid breaks down? Do you think they're going to take up knitting? That was his exact words. Do you think they're going to take up knitting? No. They're going to do exactly what they have been thinking about doing. Just as Lot, you know, when Lot was kidnapped and brought into Sodom, and he stayed there until Abraham came and rescued him. Well, he was rescued many years later when the Abraham and Lot, their herds had become too large for the land to support it. Abraham looked at Lot, his nephew, and said, "If you go that way, I'll go this way. If you go that way, I'll go that way." And Lot looked at the plains and the cities of the plains, Sodom, and he says, "I'm going to go down there." You know, he made that choice because that's the thoughts that he had been entertaining in his brain ever since he'd been down there. And so this is, again, important to break away from the spirit of this age and the thinking of this age. You know, and we see it on TV, we see it in the media, we see it everywhere, your cell phone, everywhere it's presenting the spirit of this age. Dave, I mean, how many people that have bought food from you have been told, "Yeah, oh, you're just crazy"? Have you, I mean...
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it.
Yeah, all the time.
I'm saying, did you watch Hurricane Harvey, go back to Katrina? You have an earthquake in your area, a flood. Ask some Midwest farmers that they're glad they store food.
Absolutely. I mean, a grid down. I mean, just our system is so vulnerable. There are 68 steps, from what I've read, to where you have to get a seed, put it in the ground, and all the tractor, gasoline, fertilizer, trucks to deliver it, labels, cans, boxes, to get that seed that grew into an ear of corn on your table. That is an incredibly complex system. And yet we're seeing examples now more than ever of our grid being hacked, how vulnerable it is. And yet people continue to go, you know, the same thing, you hear it, that, oh, you're just crazy, it's just pure porn, whatever. You know, again, going back to the Watchman, Dave, this is the thing. I take no death in the wicked. That's what I'm reading right now. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that someone wicked changes his way and keeps living. Turn back. Turn back from your bad ways. And why should you die, O house of Israel? That's what God says. He pleads with them, Dave, to turn. And yet, as a nation, we're not only not turning, we're doubling down on the iniquity, to where, you know, I was just reading 67% of evangelical Protestant churches are now having no problem with same-sex marriage. We just see the spirit of deception. And so this is why it says come out from among them. If we're filling our brain all day long with the spirit of this world, with the news of this world, the programs of this world, the entertainment of this world, and all the other things that this world just vomits into our soul, we are not going to be aware and discerning of the times in which we live. And I use that word, it vomits it into our soul, and it blackens and darkens our soul. It pollutes our soul. It brings death and destruction to our soul. And so, you know, we come out and we start listening to the voice of the watchman, and then all of a sudden, enlightenment starts happening. I mean, you know, Dave, we are an empire today. What are we built on? Debt. Our military is funded by debt. Our welfare system is funded by debt. Our education system is funded by debt. We give money away to people that we don't have because we borrow money called debt. I mean, billions of dollars goes away we don't have. Our education is funded on, I mean, like I said, it's a funded on debt. And, you know, we look at it. Education is an education. Our family is not a family anymore because a family can be three dogs, a mule, a human, whatever they want to define it as. Our medicine isn't medicine. This is the deception I'm talking about, how it is so invasive in our life that everything we have been raised to think has been designed to make us 1984, to corral us into a herd and to make us good little cogs in the wheel. And yet the people listening here, God is calling them out. There's the Matrix, the movie. There's a splinter in their brain, that says something's not right. There's something festering. And that's why I just encourage people to get before God, get in the Word of God, and just absolutely find out what He is saying, because He will speak to you if you're willing to hear. If you're willing to set aside and put away the distractions of this world, turn the TV off, turn all the stuff off, He is willing to speak to you. And again, if the God of the universe is willing to speak to you, and He's willing, and He says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but I won't turn back, and I'll warn you. If He says He gives you watchmen to warn you of your ways, if the sound of the shofar is blasting and we hit the snooze button, let's not be those people. Let's be the ones that absolutely hear His voice and do what we need to do. And that is, again, to get ready. You know, Dave, I mean, just look at the two episodes we've had recently. You know, I remember what Steve Quayle said, and there's some of the most profound words outside of the scripture I have ever heard. And it was a word that God spoke to Steve. And I'm going to do my best to quote it accurately. And again, I want to say this. I hear a lot of people saying they've heard a word of God, they've had a word of God, you know, happy times are here again, whatever the word is. I discount 99, like, what is it, ivory soap, 99.44%, I discount. Because I don't think it's pure. I think it's just people in their own imaginations conjuring up stuff they want to say to make people feel good or, you know, to do whatever, to manipulate people. But Steve had that word, and I remember 20-some years ago when he told it to me. He said, before God destroys America with nuclear fire, He is going to reveal the sins of America's leaders to its people and the sins of the people before holy God. And, you know, we are seeing that happen, Dave, in such strength today. Definitely the rocks are being unturned, and we are seeing the sick, demented, demonic underbelly of what has become the movers and shakers in America and the world. I mean, just the Epstein thing. I mean, I just saw that. I mean, he had that sex temple on his island with God. Well, only God knows the things that went on there, and the torture and the devastation that these children that were brought there have faced. And, you know, we see leader after leader after leader. He brought them there. I'm not so sure, Dave, there wasn't an intelligence coup just to get leaders there. I mean, I might think that could be it, to get blackmail material on people. But, you know, we see this. We see just what Steve said, what God gave him, that we see all this being unveiled to us. We see it so that nobody is going to be able to sit there and go, why did God judge America? God bless America. Things are great. Our leaders have become so debauched, so depraved, that, I mean, nothing that they can imagine as far as wickedness is out of reach to them. In fact, you know, it says the thoughts of their hearts are continually evil. That's what he told Noah at the threat of the flood, that the thoughts of all these people have become continually evil. And I would say that today of vast portions of America, the world, their thoughts have become evil. And, you know, with that, we know, I call it the mathematics of God, Dave, that if you look at what God says, it's predictable. It's an equation. And I don't want to reduce God to equation because he's much greater than that. But he does say, if you do this, I'll do that. And he, all the things he promises upon a nation whose leaders do what we do. And it's not only the leaders. I mean, just, you know, 50%, 60% of America that is doing it, if not more. You know, when Abraham challenged the angels that were going into Sodom to destroy it, he started out, if you find 10 or 100, you know, 50, and he got down, if you find 10, would you not destroy? And he goes, for 10, I won't destroy. Well, he didn't find 10. And he destroyed the nation. And again, going back to what Steve said, you know, God is going to bring that judgment. If what Steve said, and I think it is, my spirit bears witness to it, that was a word God gave Steve as a watchman, as a prophet, that destruction is coming. You know, so we see this Epstein thing, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, again, just a couple weeks ago, we had that Russian submarine thing. We don't even know all the details of it. We do know that the Russians were down there messing around with one of our cables. Evidently, they'd cut it because Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those went down. And at that time, Dave, I didn't realize this. I don't know if you did, and I appreciate your comments on it, that we think of the cloud as all this stuff going through the air, but the person talking about it was saying there's about 400,000 miles of undersea cable that handles the bulk of the Internet. You know, those cables that were all, you know, when you go to Common Sense Show and buy your food, that's being routed under the ocean. You know, when you want to go and see the Common Sense Show or SteveQuayle.com or Hagman Report or whatever you're going to see, a lot of that is going through hard cable. And the Russians and Chinese know where it's all at. You know, Dave, this is my personal belief, and I think it's based on the scripture, is that the Bible says that sudden destruction is going to come. You know, there's so many of them out there that are thinking, you know, I like my money in the bank. It feels good to have a 401k, a couple hundred thousand dollars in it, whatever I have. And if I see things starting to go bad, I'll take some of it out and go buy food. You know, that works well if there's a slow meltdown. That might work well. I mean, with just-in-time delivery, it won't take long to clean the shelves, even under that scenario. But, Dave, what do you think would happen if two or three of those cables are cut and all of a sudden they went to, you know, My Patriot Supply Food or Ready-Made Resources or whatever, and all of a sudden the website wasn't up, or WooCommerce that manages the money is down, or Authorize.net is down, and the charge card doesn't work?
There's a strategy that the Russians employ before they go to war. It's called gray strategy, and it's significantly weakening their enemy before they attack. And I think this was a beta test. It's social media today. Tomorrow it's command and control for the military. And I think this is what they were looking at. And they got caught,
absolutely,
and there was a battle.
Absolutely, and we're doing it to them. The Chinese are doing it to both of us. I mean, this is why it is so precarious. I mean, as long as all the players are playing by the rules, it will work okay. There's still a lot of problems that can be happened to it. There's always the stray player. And Ted Koppel, in his book Lights Out, if you haven't read the book, I recommend strongly you read it. There's a quote in there that says, it is precisely among the young, educated radicals, warns Austin, that a new generation of cyber warriors will be recruited. I mean, these people, they hate the system. They hate everything about America. They hate freedom. They hate whatever. And they're willing to sit there and absolutely just throw a monkey in the wrench and bring the whole thing to a halt. And it's just not one or two of them. There's a lot of them out there that are willing to do it. The system, again, the 68 steps to get your corn on your table. And the same thing with the can of your food, Dave. You have labels. You have ink. You have cans. You have sealer. You have nitrogen. You have all food. You have all that stuff, the dehydrating, the electricity, all that goes into making that. You cut a couple of those cables, and nothing works. I mean, there's basically 17 infrastructures in the United States, among which are transportation. So you can make all the cans of food in the world, Dave, but if the trucks don't run, how do you get them to people? If UPS and FedEx don't run, how do you get them to people? The warehouse might have a million cans of, you know, freeze-dried lasagna in it, but it doesn't do any good. you know, if the communication system's down, they can't communicate back and forth. Nobody knows how much my Walmart needs versus your Walmart, so there's no communication. I mean, these are all these things we're talking about, infrastructure things that are so easily attacked. You know, medical, gas. I mean, if gas doesn't get delivered, nothing happens. Power, again, New York went down. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, at first it was the ubiquitous transformer blew up. I remember reading it. Yep, okay. I'm used to hearing that. The ubiquitous transformer blew up, caught fire. And now they're saying they don't have a clue. I'm reading an article right now. It says Con Ed can't explain what caused the Manhattan blackout. They don't have a clue. So at least some truth came out in it.
I'll give you, it's one of two things, Bob. It's a false flag from Iran, and it's not really Iran, it's us doing it.
Yes.
And saying it's Iran so we can have our war. Or, and here's the big one, there really is an attack going on with the Chinese and the Russians against our infrastructure.
And you know, I think it is. I think all the time it's being probed and you know, tested. I think Ted Koppel in his book was one that mentioned, I think it was, but so don't quote me on this, but I think he was one that said they already have the artificial intelligence viruses built into the system. All they need to do is activate them. And the problem with doing the artificial intelligence virus is that nobody knows if they can really stop it. It might evolve so quickly that any way we try to stop it, and that would shut the whole system down. Everything goes down, and you know, then it's 1800 again, and we're burning candles. You know that's a possibility. And so, going back, Dave, not to scare people right now, but you know, I mean, I always look at Noah, and it says he moved with holy fear. And, you know, fear gets a bad rap, but Noah moved with holy fear. If we think this way, if we see the scripture, if we see the record of history, and those are the two witnesses we have, the record of history and the record of scripture, and we see that, you know, A plus B equals C, and A plus B equals C happens all, has happened throughout history. It happened to the Romans, it happened to the Egyptians, the Assyrians. It happened, and we think A plus B does not equal C for America. Well, that's hitting the snooze button. And you can hit it as many times as you want. You can be late for work and get fired and lose your job and lose your house and all that. But there's a price to hitting the snooze button. I mean, there is. And so we are being warned right now. And that's what I just really felt tonight very strongly to talk to people
about. Well, how about this one? Bob, let me link this something in here. I'm sure you've heard about the, quote, technical incident, unquote, that put Europe's GPS system down for days. I don't see this as being isolated from what happened in New York.
It's not. You know, and again, I'm reading the article right now. This one I read by Bruce Golding. I don't know what news agency he's with, but it says here, de Blasio tries to spin the absence of power during the blackout as positive. I mean, it's just like a politician. Hey, you know, we had a blackout. We don't know why it happened, but it's really good for us. I mean, swallow your medicine. You know, I know it tastes terrible and it'll kill you, but swallow it anyhow. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. And so we see all these dominoes coming into place. We see the two paradigms being run simultaneous. The one paradigm that's, you know, the dog and pony show, the whistles and buzzers and helium filled balloons and rah, 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 you know. And then we see the other paradigm of biblical history, of world history. And only those who are willing to study and show themselves approved will see that path and say, I don't think the balloons mean much. I don't think the dog and pony show means much. I think it's a distraction. And I tell you, Dave, I think there's a catastrophic distraction going on right now to the people of America. You know, if just the immigration thing, the illegal immigration, if they can't destroy us with nuclear weapons, they just overrun us. And I mean, you know, let me ask you a question, Dave. If I sent 20 million Christians to Saudi Arabia, would Saudi Arabia still be a Muslim nation?
Unless they were met at the boats and executed.
No, I mean, if you brought them into the country and let them have say and let them vote and do everything, and they came in there, Saudi Arabia ceased to be a Muslim nation, be a Christian nation. Well, let's invert that. If you bring people who don't like freedom, who like socialism, like communism, and then you invert and bring it to the United States. I mean, what do you have? I mean, it's the effects of a nuclear weapon. You've destroyed the United States. I mean,
Americans better get used to two words: Sharia and cartel.
Yep, and thugocracy is what it boils down to. I mean, you know, and it'll all be managed by the elite at the top, and whatever falls off the master's table, we'll get. This is why we have lost this thing of the blessing of what we had of freedom, of being able to say what we want to say out of conviction. Oh, that's not politically correct. You can't say that anymore. Or believe what we want to believe out of conviction. You know, I believe in the second coming. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And say those things with conviction. You know, or to say, I have the right. You know, it's not a right if the government issues a license. I have the right, the inalienable right, to defend my life, and the government has no capability of telling me I cannot do that. You know, we've had those things in this nation. We held them in our hand. We cherished them. We embraced them, held them close to our bosom, and then we just said, we don't want it anymore. Let's take the trash. And I don't know if we can prevent the major consequences of what is coming, but I know we can mitigate the shock of it by doing what God tells us to do on a local level, with family, with friends, with networking. We can help mitigate it, and that's what I believe the clarion call to people is today, that certain elements have been put into play. They won't be turned back, but if you are obedient, if you turn off the spirit of this age that comes through all the different ways we access it, and we listen and do what we're told, it takes action. You know, we've got to do something. I tell people about ham radio. People avoid it because you got to learn something. Well, I just rather buy gear. You know, sorry, folks, it doesn't work that way. I strongly recommend buying gear, but more, learning how to use that gear. It's like saying I've got a Bible, but I don't read it. Believe me, you're not going to stand before the Almighty at the judgment seat and say, see my coffee table there, Lord? It has a black Bible on it. Hey, I got a point, right? Nope. You know, you got to kind of take that book and read it and learn about it. And the same thing when you buy gear. I mean, you got to learn, and it takes discipline and training. So, you know, you spend your time watching vomit being issued into your soul via the media, or you take that time that is given you, such precious time, and I believe such precious little time left, and you start to educate yourself of what it's going to be like in a post, you know, free society. And say, this is what I'll do. I have good friends. We're going to network. We're going to work these things together. We're going to trust God, and we're going to walk through this valley of the shadow of death. And in that, I will fear no evil. So, you know, that's what we have. I mean, again, we're a morally bankrupt nation. The pedophilia, the sex trafficking. We are the sex trafficking nation on the planet. You know, with the advent of the internet, all I need is my cell phone, and I can be living in some place in outer Nebraska, and you can access that type of stuff. And not just visual images, but you can get people to buy them. I mean, it's there. We've just become a nation of it, and so we're morally bankrupt. So, Dave, I don't know how much time we have left, but I would just say this. When you look at the situation of today, how do you value what you perceive as our nation? Do you value it based upon the lies you see on TV, the debt that we have, so we have lots of money because we just keep spending debt, that we're strong, I mean, because we have a military that has a lot of nuclear weapons? Do you base your opinion of the strength of our nation on those things, or do you base it on the fact of the condition of our nation, on the things that God says are important? The morality, the integrity, the courage, the truth, the justice, the righteousness. I think if you base it on the latter, Dave, they'll be ringing your phone off the hook tomorrow.
Well, even if people didn't subscribe to the power of God, if they just opened a history book, they would see the path we're going down is not where we want to be.
Patrick Henry said that in his Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech. I have only one record by which to look at what's going to happen, and that is by the past. That's what he said. I mean, you know, again, hit the snooze button, ignore it, and bad things happen. And I don't mean to sound flippant or callous, Dave. I mean to what God has laid on my heart, the seriousness of this hour, and the time left is short. And, you know, I mean, you know, the angels are in Sodom. They're in there warning Lot to leave. That's the hour in which we live. Come out from among them. You know, that's what the angel said. You know, so the hour is short before destruction falls. And, you know, we can, there's two paths we can take. As I said before, we can get up on the, you know, the roof of our house as the armies surround Jerusalem, pull the lawn chairs out and watch the destruction, you know, fall on us. Or we can do that and kind of get out of the way. A wise man sees trouble from afar and hides himself. And that's what I think the thing that we need to be doing today. And, you know, again, there's other people out there doing it. I really strongly promote communication with people, being able to, because networking is going to be so important. Your little walkie-talkies you bought down at Kmart aren't going to work. You're going to need, you know, pretty good radios to communicate.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Let's go there for a minute. I want to talk about the kind of communication people should have if they can't count on normal means to communicate. Because if we're a nation under siege, we will lose our ability to communicate in the traditional way. So what do you recommend?
Yeah. Well, they'll make ham radio illegal. But, I mean, again, one of the rules, if it's illegal, is you don't transmit from where you live. You transmit no more than 5 minutes and get the heck out of there. Learn code. Learn how to transmit in code. I mean, you know, we have those one-time pad generators. I'll be glad to explain how a one-time pad code works to anybody. It's unbreakable. Nobody can break it. If you do it correctly, it is completely unbreakable. The most sophisticated machines, minds on the planet, cannot break a one-time pad code. So, I mean, it's there. You can avail yourself of it, but you do have to learn how to do it. I recommend ham radio. I recommend getting your ham radio license. I think this, when I hear people say, I'm just going to buy the radios, but if rule of law breaks down, I won't need a license. Well, that's just like saying I'm going to buy an AR-15. I've never shot one before. I don't know anything about it. What's that thing you stick in the bottom? What's that called? Where do the bullets go? Which end does the bullet come out of? You know, and but when it hits the fan, I'm going to know how to use this AR-15. I mean, that's kind of what I hear people say a lot of times with radio. Radio takes, there's some learning. There's a learning curve. That's, again, why I recommend people go and join their ham radio club, because you could have a collective knowledge there of maybe 100 years of learning. I mean, you have 10 people, and each of them been in it 10 years. That's a collective 100 years of learning. And the learning curve becomes much easier when you have people like that around you, willing to show you things and teach you things. I'm willing to talk to anybody about it. I mean, we have things I won't talk about on the radio, but I'll talk to people privately about what things you can do to do that. But again, there's principles to communication, and being able to network and stay in touch with your friends is absolutely catastrophically important. Without it, I would say your chances in the natural, besides angels coming and whisking you away in the natural, I would say your chances of survival of a really bad downturn are very bleak. The same thing with not being able to see at night. And those are the two things. Radio takes learning. Night vision takes money. It's expensive. You don't want to buy the cheap stuff. It doesn't work. It uses infrared lights, which, I mean, it just, they glow like Christmas trees. If you have real night vision on, you're walking around looking like you're glowing because it has an active infrared source on it. And it doesn't work that good anyhow. You might see 50 feet out from you, whereas, you know, modern military night vision, you can see 700 to 800 yards away, clearly. And yet it's expensive. That's why, again, you mentioned that we offer financing for people. And I'll say this, you know, there's people know what infrared chemical lights are. You snap them and they turn red, green, blue, yeah, you know, those things. They also make infrared ones. You snap them and you don't see them unless you have night vision. Just think what you can do with those. Mark a trail, put it on an animal. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do with those. And anybody who orders night vision and mentions that the Hodges program, Dave, I'll give them a box of them. There's 10 of them in a box. It was like $35 for that box. And they're very, very useful. In fact, I hate to say this, but we played a game of catch with a flag one time, and our team had communication night vision, and we tagged everybody, they didn't know it, with infrared chemical lights. Who do you think won the game? I mean, I hate to admit that, because it's kind of like, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Well, we were cheating that night, and we just had these little stick-on infrared chemical lights, and I packed everybody went and packed patted the other team on the back, and we tagged them with the infrared chemical lights, and we were watching them, everything they did.
Well,
and we eventually told them, you know, but it was fun doing it.
The communication, I think, is key, because if the poop hits the fan, it could come suddenly. And if the cell phones are down, how are families going to reunite? What if the cars aren't operating? What if it's an EMP attack?
Yeah, that's the thing is, I mentioned this before. I've had those moments where, you know, I love my wife dearly, and I'll be home at 9 o'clock, honey. You know, I hear that, and all of a sudden, 10 o'clock, 10:30 comes rolling around. I'm trying to call her. I'm burning her phone up. Nobody's answering. And you know, at that point, if I was distracted by another emergency, I would be ineffective in a new emergency because my wife's missing. You know, so it's an equation you don't want to have to deal with. And again, so if the cell phone goes down and I can still call my wife and say, where are you at, honey? Everything okay? Do you need any assistance? Whatever. Then if another emergency comes up, I'm trying to balance two emergencies, but I'm balancing the emergencies with understanding and knowledge. If I'm in the dark trying to balance, I mean, it's like juggling balls in the dark. I mean, do you want to do that, or do you want to have a light bulb on when you're trying to juggle balls? I'd rather have the lights on. And that's what communication does for you. Same thing with night vision. I mean, you know, it might be dark outside, but I could juggle balls with night vision. Not if I could juggle balls, I can't. But if I could, I could juggle them with night vision on because I could see. Those are things I recommend to people. I mean, and then there's other things. And these are lists I can help people with. Medical, if you have medical issues, how do you get, you know, your medicines, antibiotics, things like that you might need. Ways you can improvise if somebody's seriously injured. I have a very good friend of mine who's a Green Beret medic. So I have access to that information. Thank you, Larry, for all that you've shared with me. You know, and I'm glad to talk with people about those things of what you can do, because Dave, if the record of history, as you mentioned, is accurate, which I think it is, and I know the accuracy of scripture, we're headed for some very difficult times. And why should you die? Because the Lord wants you to live. So, don't listen to me. If you don't listen to me, listen to Steve. Listen to you, Dave. Listen to Doug Hagman. I mean, Mike Adams. I mean, they're out there. And the fact that they're censoring these people over and over and over again shows how scared they are of the truth. Well, they don't want the truth.
Bob, I've done a 5-part series over the last week, and I skipped a day or two just to continue to do the research. But the document, the first two parts were planned. I got a leaked document from the Chinese Foreign Minister Wei Fang, and he was addressing the Central Committee of the Communist Party. And he said very clearly, one, we need to basically move Chinese out of China because we can't all exist here. And then two, he said the United States is our main enemy and we'll use distractions to take them down. But they said that we want to send millions, a good portion of our country, to the United States, but we don't want Americans there because they'll just get in the way, so we've got to exterminate them. And he's saying this openly. And then he said,
I'll tell you, I know somebody, I've had some friends that are pretty high up in that government, and they've admitted it. That's what they intend.
Bioweapons to kill anything that's not Chinese.
Yeah, and you know, the way the Chinese spy on us is totally different than the way we think we spy. We go watch a James Bond movie, and James Bond steals, you know, the nation's nuclear weapon source, brings it back, one guy saves the day. That's James Bond. The Chinese, they've got millions of people in this country. And let's divide the alphabet into 10 million pieces. So each part of the alphabet might have, you know, 700,000 pieces to it. One person steals. It takes 700,000 people to steal the letter A, 700,000 people to steal the letter B. It's non-indictable. You're never going to get indictments on that, but they steal the entire alphabet, little bit by little bit by little bit. And it's not like they steal enough to get indicted. They can't indict them because it's too small. But they've stolen the entire nation's treasure that way. And that's
well, there's
exactly
another thing
happened.
There's after. In part 5 of this series, I detailed how we have trillions of dollars of wealth beneath the ground that we don't touch because it's been promised by the elite to China, and this is why they want us out of the way and why they want to occupy us. This is not the only reason, but this is the number one reason.
what was his name, the rancher that they tried to take his land, Harry Reid? Forgive me, I'm having a and because they wanted to sell it to the Chinese, give it to him for a solar energy farm or something like that, but they tried to make up the, all these bogus charges to kick him off his property. And if it wasn't for the fact that Patriots showed up there and said, "No, this isn't going to happen today. You know, you've got AR-15s, we've got AR-15s. What do you want to do?" I mean, that's but they were willing to give the Chinese all that land. And look at the investment the Chinese are making. They're buying our country out piece by piece by piece.
Ammon Bundy is who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
And you're right. Feinstein's husband does major business with the Chi-Com. The Chi-Coms run Chinatown in San Francisco. They control the local
politics.
Well, listen, this is who they control. I've done research on this with Alexander Daly. They control Kamala Harris. They control Dianne Feinstein. I mean, right there, you've got one of them who's a senior member of the Senate. You got another one who's running for president. And that's just for starters. And they control
and
the cartels.
And then you had Hillary Clinton that gave them everything to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, Hillary Clinton. I mean, you look at all their modern weapons. You look at their new modern bomber, their tank, whatever. You look at it, it all looks like our stuff.
Well, we gave it to them.
Well, yeah.
We gave it to them. Bob, we're just about out of time. And because I want to make sure I get a moment in here, because we've talked about some of the things that you sell. Communications, I highly, highly recommend. Water filtration. As I'm suppressing a sneeze here, water filtration, I highly recommend. Always be water, but maybe not drinkable water. And you've got so much there. ReadyMadeResources.com is the site. Bob, tell people the phone number to call. You have an 800 number. It's really convenient.
Yes, it's 800-627-3809. Again, 800-627-3809. We also have a fairly good supply of medical supplies, Dave. We sell them. Just not boo-boo and Band-Aid stuff. Advanced medical triage stuff that's legal to own, but you can get it. So if grid goes down and you had somebody with a more serious wound than a scrape or a cut, you don't want people bleeding out or infection and all those types of things. Just over the weekend, Dave, I was bit by a spider, and I knew the homeopathic treatments for it, and it still left a pretty good crater in my head. I mean, not big, but I mean, it was necrotic, and I treated it.
I always knew you had a big hole in the head. Same with me. You got to do this work. Hey, look, my friend, we are right up against it. Highest recommendation for ReadyMadeResources.com, folks. Visit it. Don't wait for tomorrow to arrive and you got nothing. Don't get caught. Because you come to my front door, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Bob, thanks so much.